Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes! Brandon Bing and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, my plank game is insane. Sweat equity and reaching my goal, and you should reach yours too. Plus, why it's important to be your biggest fan and your biggest critic, and a fantastic new Sick Fuck documentary on Netflix. All that and more in a brand new banging museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom, huh? I'll say it again. I'll go biggity boom, yes, boom. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito. You are now rocking with the very, very best, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. I know I am. Oh, yeah. As we head into the last week of August, listen, time is of the essence. But we have about eight or nine more days. As you know, in the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, we do not fact check. But we are in the last days of August, if you can believe that shit. Crazy. Crazy. So enjoy it while we can. Yes, I've been on the front lines complaining. I have been on the front lines preparing myself and you, preparing myself and you for swamp ass season. And in New York, swamp ass season, I would say, probably doesn't officially end until the end of September. I guess I would have to be the one to say when swamp ass season officially ends, since I came up with the term swamp ass season. I didn't come up with the term swamp ass, but I did definitely come up with the term swamp ass season. So I'll say that swamp ass season ends October 1st. Anyway, hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody is feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. I wanted to give a shout out to my man who's a podcast listener who said that he thought the intros of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast were going on too long. Listen, I'm a professional podcaster, okay? I have professional podcast producers. They're called the Dust Brothers, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. This is a professional organization we have here. This is a high-end, buttoned-up, professional organization. If you hear some commercials, some ads at the beginning of the podcast, you could press the little thing that gets it 15 seconds in advance. Okay? We don't just put out the podcast, lollygag, and, oh, I'll put one out. Oh, I won't put one out. No, we'll put one out here on a Wednesday. Oh, maybe next week we'll just drop one on a Tuesday. No. Professional podcasting two times a week. We're at 950-something episodes. Okay? Blood on the floor, blood on the mic. Every single time. You've been with us. We've had ads. We've had no ads. Listen, this is a business. That's why we work so hard to give you. You hear the quality? You're listening to me, the disruptive warrior, in Dolby sound. Most podcasts don't come in Dolby sound. Your favorite podcast probably has shit sound. Miles Davis, the other one, the Asian Miles Davis, one half of the Bleach Brothers, the Dust Brothers production team, tediously. Sometimes he drives me fucking crazy with the tedious amount of time and energy and effort he puts into the Dolby stereo sound of this here I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. The name of the podcast isn't the I Am Rappaport podcast, is it? No. What is it? It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You think we just call ourselves the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast for no reason? You think that's just because it rolls off the tongue so eloquently? No, it's because we've earned that fucking title. We came into the game from Jiggity Jump Street saying we wanted to be the best podcast with the best sound in the podcasting game. Listen to some of your other podcasts. No disrespect. They sound like they're recording their shit in a public bathroom. Echoey, hollowy. I sound nice. Right? The sound is nice. Right? You hear me, the Gringo Mandingo, in stereo. You hear that? That's not just by chance. We're not just playing games here. So it's a professional organization, a buttoned up to the top organization. So if the ads are at the top, go listen to some of these other. There's like fucking 45 minutes. Some of the podcasts I listen, it's like 45 minutes of ads. And you know what? You should be happy. You should be happy because if you're listening to a podcast and there's ads, that means they're making that Skrilla. And you should be like, yo, I'm happy for the Gringo Mandingo. I'm happy for the Dust Brothers because they give blood on the mic every single time. They should get that fucking Skrilla. So you have that little thing on your phone. It's 15 seconds in advance. Bump it forward or listen to the ads. Don't pay attention. You'll get to me soon. Oh, yeah. You'll get to me a real soon. And when I come, I'm coming. No, Bruno, I'm coming. I'm humming. Coming at you. And you know I had to get you. To quote the great Cypress Hill. Humming, coming at you. And you know I had to get you. We're not playing games here. Anyway, that was just a little acknowledgement of somebody who, it wasn't a criticism. It was a little, you said complain, you said make criticism. And I'm telling you, that's why the fucking ads are there. Kidding. I Am Rappaport Podcast. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Anyway, I hope everybody's feeling good. I'm feeling good. Had a great last few days. Had a great weekend. The weather has toned down in New York. As I said, it's still swamp-ass season, but it definitely dialed down. I don't know where everybody is across the globe. New York, L.A., Texas Rappapack, Minnesota Rappapack. I heard from them. Of course, we have the South American Rappapack, the Canadian Rappapack. We have the Mexico Rappapack. We have the London Rappapack, Australian Rappapack. And the Rappapack in Paris, Un Petit, led by the great Mr. New York. Anyway, I hope everybody's feeling good. And I hope everybody is safe. Hope everybody's mentally feeling charged, feeling confident. And I wanted to talk about disruptive fitness the other day. I was talking about disruptive fitness, possibly getting into the fitness game. And it ain't a bad idea. People have said, you know, disruptive fitness bars, disruptive fitness clothes, disruptive fitness protein shakes. The motto, of course, of disruptive fitness is if I could fucking do it, huh? You can fucking do it. I'll say it again. If I could fucking do it, you can fucking do it. I watch these fitness guys, like I said the other day. These guys are chest naked, fucking 12 packs. Dick ravines, the female fitness people, pussy ravines. You're never going to get like that. If you need to go to a class like I go to, if you need a trainer, unless you're a high end, you're never going to get like the trainer. Doesn't mean you're not going to get in shape. Doesn't mean you're not going to be the best you. But I'm sick and tired of these fucking trainers. They're up there looking. Do something else. You're making me feel bad. Me, disruptive fitness, with me, the disruptive warrior, you can be better than me. Hoo-hoo, yeah. 30, 60 days. You might come into the class in better shape than me. But I'm going to motivate you to to push. I'm going to motivate you to continue. I'm going to motivate you to be the best version of yourself. Yeah, I might not be able to do some of the exercises that I'm telling you to do. I'll admit it up front. I might not be able to do a set of 25 burpees in a row. But you can. And you know what I could do? I could cheer you on. I could encourage you. I could embarrass you. Whatever works for a particular student. Sometimes you got to shame a motherfucker. Me, when I'm working out, I tell my wife, call me names, you lazy fuck. She thinks it's funny. She thinks I'm joking. I'm like, call me a piece of shit. It motivates me. If you go, come on, Mike, you could do better. I'm thinking in my head, you know, how to get out of here. Because when you're under duress, when your body's under duress, especially when you're working out, your mind plays tricks on you. You're trying to figure out a way to escape the pain, escape the agony, escape that hot feeling you get in your chest. That's what you're trying to do when you're under duress. Like when you're, you know, 15 minutes into a workout and you can only go 10 minutes. You're all fucked up in the game. I have accomplished, I met a goal the other day, okay? As far as my personal fitness, my personal gains, that sweat equity, that good sweat equity. I was talking to my man Toby Morse from the group H2O, hardcore punk group. He's a good friend of mine. And I don't like hardcore punk. I don't like any punk, to be honest with you. I tell him to his face, I go, all this shit that you like, the groups, the bands, I don't fuck with it. A lot of people think, oh, you're friends with Toby, you love hardcore. I go, no, I don't. I love him. I don't love that fucking punk rock music. I don't like it. I've tried. I respect it. I respect the culture. I respect musicians. But you're never going to catch me playing that shit. Ever. If I'm listening to some hardcore, I'm listening to some hardcore hip-hop, some M.O.P. By the way, I said this the other day. I was rocking some M.O.P. during my workout. Mash Out Posse, Brownsville's Finest. Yo, if you want to get hype, I mean hype, if you need a little motivation during your workout, you need a little motivation when you're at work, you need a little motivation to fire somebody, you need a little motivation just to make you feel good. I don't know if you're playing football, whatever the fuck you're doing. Turn on some M.O.P. Mash Out Posse. Miles, Jordan, Bleach Brothers, play a little M.O.P. real quick.
M.O.P.
Warrior! Come out and play, nigga!
I'm calling ya!
Huh? What you say, nigga?
Calling ya!
Lead the way, nigga!
I'm warning ya!
Fuck it! Today's the day, nigga!
Warrior!
Anyway, that shit will get you going. That M.O.P. Where the fuck was I? I don't remember, but I was talking about my personal gains, my personal workout. So, talking to my guy, Toby Morrison, I was telling him, I said, yo, I'm up to 2.5 minutes, 2.5 minutes of my plank. He was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, man, I'm proud of myself. My goal is to get up to 3 minutes. My wife was already telling me, you could do 3 minutes. If you did 2.5 minutes, you could do 3 minutes. I was like, I know, but I just did 2.5 minutes just two times. He was like, yo, keep going, keep going. So the other day I was chilling after I got off the phone with my man Toby. I said, fuck it, let me see what I could do right here. Let me just do my plank for the day. So I don't think I did planks that day, or I didn't work. I don't remember. I was in my living room, laid down my little mat. I set my timer on my iWatch for 2.5 minutes. Did that shit, 2.5 minutes, boom. While I was still planked, I was able to set my iWatch for 30 seconds, no, a minute, because the minute was already on my watch. Set it for a minute. I was like, I'm going to just do it 30 seconds because I could see my watch while I'm planking. I said, I'm going to just do it 30 seconds. I'm going to get to 3 minutes. Get to 3 minutes. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm watching the count. I said, fuck it. The clock's already ticking. I'm going to go from 3 minutes to 3.5 minutes. And I was struggling at this point. I'm like, yo, three. And I'm just thinking to myself, yo, you fucking got this. You know how fucking good you're going to feel when you finish this 3.5 minute plank? Never done a 3.5 minute plank. Remember 4th of July weekend? I was in the fucking hospital. Motherfuckers had me on the breathing thing, had me on that drip, that steroid, that Barry Bonds. that Sammy Sosa. I started shaking. It's like, fuck it. Finished it. Did 3.5 minute plank. Was so fucking proud of myself. I was so fucking proud of myself. And I videotaped it because I thought I was only going to do 2.5. Anyway, I videotaped my 3.5 minute plank. And like I said, I was just, listen, some people might be like, yo, Mike Rapp, so what? I've done 5 minute planks. I know one dude who did a fucking 10 minute plank. I know another dude who did a 5 minute plank into 100 push-ups. That's not me. Those are goals, but that's not me. I know for me, I've never done a fucking 2 minute plank, let alone a 2.5 minute plank, let alone a 3 minute plank, let alone a 3.5 minute plank. I was tripping and I was proud of myself. And the point is, number one, sometimes pat yourself on the fucking back. I was so fucking happy. I was like, fuck yeah, I did a fucking 3.5 minute plank. I went in and told my wife, I said, babe. She's like, what? I said, babe, I just did a 3.5 minute plank. She was like, oh shit, congratulations. I'm so proud of you, babe. And I was like, fuck yeah. Had my shirt off. I'm flexing. I'm posing. I'm doing bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger shit, ESPN2 shit. You know, when they have them bodybuilding competitions. Because I felt good. Pat your fucking self on the back. If you have a good day at work, pat yourself on the back. If you do something good, being a father, being a mother, being a husband, being a wife, being a girlfriend, being a boyfriend, being an employee, being an employer, being a boss, whatever the fuck you're doing, sometimes you should pat yourself on the fucking back. Everybody's criticizing themselves. Everybody's about their fucking anxiety. Everybody's about their ADHD. Sometimes you need to pat yourself on the fucking back. For real. And talk shit. Yo, I did my 3.5 minute plank. Yo, I did this at work. I did that at work. Whatever the fuck it is, mundane, stupid as you might think it is, as trivial as you might think it is, I had a good conversation with my son. I had a good conversation with my daughter. I had a productive conversation with my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whatever the fuck it is. Pat yourself on the back. I think that fights that fucking anxiety and that fucking ADHD that everybody's fucking coming down with. That's the kind of motivational shit right there. That's the kind of motivational shit that I'm going to bring to this disruptive fitness game. I'm kidding, but I'm sort of not kidding. But I am serious about patting your fucking self on the back like I fucking did about my 3.5 minute plank. Pat yourself on the back when you shut the fuck up and listen to your wife. Pat yourself on the back when you shut the fuck up and listen to your girl, your boyfriend, and you be a good fucking boyfriend, a good friend, a good person, a good son, a good father. Those things fucking matter. You got to be your biggest fan and your biggest critic. Everybody's so quick to be their biggest critic. I'm a piece of shit. I'm not this. I haven't done this. This man got that. The next man got that. That's fair. You can do all that if you balance it by saying, I also did this, that, and the third. And these things are good. These things are productive. And like I said, I'm not just talking about fitness. I'm not just talking about working out. I'm talking about in life, mundane shit. Even some shit that you think you're supposed to do that you're not that good at. Everybody knows I'm fucking nuts. Everybody knows I'm fucking nuts. You know, but when I take care of business, handle myself like a fucking grown-ass 52-year-old Ashkenazi motherfucking silverback that I am, I'm proud of myself. Anyway, to continue on my plank game journey, this fucking morning, I set my watch for 3.5 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do... No, I set my watch for 2.5 minutes. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do 2.5 minutes because I had didn't have a lot of time. I wasn't at the gym. It's like, let me just do a little plank. I'm going to do some abs. I'm going to do some squats, and I'm going to get out of the house. I did a 2.5 minute plank. I'm like, fuck it, I'm feeling good. I had 90 seconds on my watch. Set that. Let me do 90 seconds more. I'm in there. I'm holding that fucking plank. I'm holding that motherfucking plank. This morning, I broke my 3.5 minute goal by doing a 4 minute plank. Yo, you don't think I was not fucking hyped the fuck up? 4 fucking minute plank? That's real shit. If I can do it, trust me, you can fucking do it. If I can do it, you can fucking do it. And I'll tell you something about my 3.5-minute plank. I posted that online, right? Posted on my social media. I got one guy listens to the podcast. He's like, yo, Mike Rapp, you're kind of moving in your plank. When you move in your plank, it doesn't count. Giving me this, not constructive criticism, questioning my 3.5-minute plank. I said, yo, Duke. Why don't you do a 3.5-minute plank, speed up the fucking video, and post it? Because number one, you move a little bit when it's all sped up. Every gesture looks exaggerated. Number two, I pride myself in my form. I pride myself in my fucking form. I try not to do, if I'm going to do push-ups, I don't care if it's one push-up or 20 push-ups. I try to do them with great form. If I'm doing squats, I try to do them with great form. My plank game is insane. I know when I break the plank, and I know when I don't break the plank. In this 3.5-minute plank, I didn't break it. This guy's in my DMs. I said, why don't you post your 3.5-minute plank? Never heard from him again. I know he listens to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We're waiting. We're waiting. Because now it ain't just 3.5 minutes. Oh, yeah. I'm planking for 4 fucking minutes. Who knows how long I'm going to be planking the next time I pick up the golden microphone and talk about how my plank game is insane. I Am Rappaport Podcast. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Coming to the end of August, which means what? Which means NFL's coming, and of course, fantasy football is coming. My two fantasy football drafts are next week. I am the commissioner of the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League, a rundown, fucking old, saggy old vagina of a league. I mean, it is an old, saggy, saggy fucking league. Tried to get these guys to put a little bit more money. Just a little bit. $100. These are all working. They all work for the Stern Show. These are not broke-ass motherfuckers. No disrespect to anybody who's broke ass motherfucker. But these motherfuckers are all working. They're all doing their thing. It's like, just put in $150 more. Maybe it'll help people compete a little bit. Got shot down because they do everything by a vote. If you do that, I have to step away. You little bitch. But hey, Mike, why don't you get this person to do a video picking out the draft order online? Well, you got to pay him, you fuck. Anyway, that draft is coming up next week, and I got my Money League draft coming up next week. And then the following week, oh, yeah. It's NFL time, baby. It's NFL time. It's really going down. The NFL is starting, and I cannot fucking wait. Remember, if you're playing fantasy football, win the draft. Dominate the draft. Not just technically, mentally. Talk shit. Every single pick you make. Know your guys, get your guys. Know your guys, get your guys. Just as importantly, know who you don't want as much as you know who you want. If you don't want them, don't pick them. Be prepared to go in there and dominate, diggity, dominate the draft and talk shit all season long. Speaking of football, there's a few sick fuck documentaries on Netflix. I have to hand it to Netflix. My goodness, they have the sick fuck of the week and the sick fucking documentary game on lockdown. Listen, there'll always be a couple of other ones that pop up on other channels, but nobody is doing it like Netflix when it comes to making content about sick fucks. They should just call that like a genre. You know how they have on there comedies, drama, reality. They have documentaries. They should say sick fucking documentaries about sick fucks. They have crime. Sick fuck should be its own genre on Netflix because they have so many documentaries, so many different stories about sick, twisted fucking people. Whether it's people being accused of being sick fucks, actual sick fucks. I mean, it's just an endless supply of them. I'm going to do that with Dean. We should do the top 10 sick fucking documentaries of all time. I'm going to do that with the young shooter who's recovering from his ankle surgery, the removal of the plates and screws in his ankle. I have to make sure to make a note of that. That'll be a great segment. The top 10 sick fucking documentaries about sick fucks of all time. And trust me, we could do 20. There's a lot of them. There's a documentary on Netflix now called I Just Killed My Dad. Does that sound like it's a fun watch? It ain't, but it's intriguing and it's necessary because it really just shows how terrible people can be and how if you think you got it bad, trust me, there's other people out there that have it way, way worse. And abuse and what human beings are capable of doing to other human beings, even their own kids, it's disgusting. It's disgusting what people are capable of doing, the things that actual people do. I'm not even going to get into that. We didn't even go into the most hated man on the internet documentary. We didn't deep dive into that. I'll save that for the young shooter. And I'll save the Manti Te'o documentary, which is a series. There's a series of documentaries on Netflix, which I'm sure they're all going to be about sick fucks. But Manti Te'o, am I saying his name? I think I'm saying pronouncing it correctly. The football player who played for Notre Dame, big, big college football star, Heisman Trophy runner-up. For those of you who don't know what the Heisman Trophy is, it goes to the best football player in college football every single year. He was the runner-up. Huge star. Huge, huge star. There's a documentary series on Netflix called Untold. And I think they're doing one about the referee who refereed in the NFL, friend of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, refereed in the NBA, the cheating scandal and the point-shaving scandal, and there's a few other ones, but they started with probably the best of the bunch. I don't see how they're going to top this. Untold on Netflix, The Girlfriend Who Did Not Exist, about Manti Te'o's crazy story of him in 2013 getting catfished for all the world to see. Because Manti Te'o, who is a sort of sheltered, very, very religious, very, very, you know, nice, well-spoken, Hawaiian, Polynesian football player, went to Notre Dame, high school football star, quickly became a college football star. And this is before catfishing became a thing. This is before, like, everybody's DMing. This is right before that, 2013, before the term catfished or catfishing was a normal sort of internet term. You know you're getting fucked over. There's a show on MTV, Catfish. Manti Te'o's playing for Notre Dame, and he, behind the scenes, thinks he has this relationship, this very personal, interpersonal relationship with this woman, or what he thinks to be a woman, who he's never met. Now, you could say, yes, he's stupid, yes, he's vulnerable, yes, he's gullible, yes, he's dumb and all that shit. But when you watch this documentary and you see how it all played out in the conniving, maniacal ways that the dude, it turned out he was in a online relationship with a dude who was faking it and faking it till you're making it, doing some Marlon Brando level acting and bullshitting. And this person who was tricking Manti Te'o is such a piece of shit, such a sick, wacky, selfish, narcissistic asshole. What a fucking asshole. Me and my wife were watching it going, this motherfucker is such a fucking piece of shit. It was so frustrating to watch. But great. You should watch it. You must watch it. And this, you know what? I want you guys to watch it. If you have Netflix, watch it. I'm going to talk about it more with Dean. I mean, but people probably know the story and know of the story. I mean, this obviously, and he's in it. Manti Te'o's in it. And I'm so glad he's in it because he cleared his name, because he was a victim of a piece of shit, a selfish, narcissistic, crazy person with mental illness. Many layers, many levels of mental illness. He was taken advantage of. He's a victim. It's a nice guy who was a victim of a scam. Be like someone getting scammed out of their money. And hit. Threw off his entire career. This guy was going to be a number one draft pick in the NFL. And after this whole thing became public, I mean, the whole thing became public, and this is for a linebacker in football, and he was being accused of being a part of it. He was being accused of being gay. He was being accused of faking the whole thing. And it's just his life and his career went from being that dude to being that fucking freak. And he talks about it so openly and genuinely. And it really, really, I mean, he really was a victim. And it's just so good. And like I said, so frustrating to watch. And like I said, when we were watching, I was like, this fucking motherfucker, this dude who was scamming him, it's just a sick fuck. And it turns out that the sick fuck who was scamming Manti Te'o, you know, now is identifying as a woman. And people are like, oh, you better, because my wife's like, be careful, you don't want. I was like, fuck this motherfucker, man. I don't care if he's identifying as a woman, identifying as a guy, I don't care. This person's a fucking dick, an asshole. And talking about it almost 10 years later, the person who scammed me, is still a dick. Still an asshole, still not taking responsibility, and still totally out of reality. It's really good. Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist on Netflix. Definitely watch. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of the episodes on Netflix, if they're anywhere near as good, as fascinating, as compelling as episode one about this poor fucking guy who I actually wind up DMing him Well, actually didn't DM him. I posted something and tagged him. And he hit me back and he was like, yo, I appreciate it. Glad you watched him. Because this guy, he forgives everybody. I mean, he was called everything. You know, on Twitter, social media, you know, by those frat boy fucks, they were calling him everything. Gay, he's a scammer, he's a con man, he's not who he claims he is, and worse. And he forgives them, he forgives the situation, and he forgives the person who scammed him. And I was like, Manti Te'o is a class fucking act. And I just tagged him, and he hit me back and said, yo, I appreciate it, brother. He goes, I always remember when you came to the New Orleans Saints practice, and I met you outside the arena. And I was like, fucking damn, this guy's fucking cool. Because I went to the New Orleans Saints practice about, I don't know, shit, 7-8 years ago. Met Drew Brees. This is Alvin Kamara's rookie season, so whenever that was. Met the coach, Sean Payton, got to... you know, catch some passes from Drew Brees. Got to bring in, you know, at the end of practice, they go, bring it in. I got to bring everybody in and do the last words at the end of the practice. And Manti Te'o, who I met so many of these guys, I didn't even realize I met him. Because one of the things that was crazy about being at a football practice is when they have their helmets off, you can't recognize them unless it's your favorite player, like Drew Brees. But even at the time, rookie season Alvin Kamara, like, I didn't know what he looked like because you never see him without his helmet off. But the fact that he even remembered that shit, I was like, damn. And he left me a really nice note in my DMs, and I was like, yo, class fucking act, respect to you, wishing you nothing but the best going forward. You're a fucking victim. I didn't curse because I know he's very religious. I didn't curse, but it just was really nice. Anyway, that was a dope experience being at that New Orleans Saints practice. Anyway, it's definitely a worth watching, whether you're into football or not. It has nothing to do with football. It's fascinating, frustrating, and really a great documentary, not just about a really class act who got taken advantage of, but a really self-centered, sick fuck who took advantage of a really nice guy who did not deserve to be ridiculed and humiliated the way Manti Te'o was. And with all due respect, I hope I am saying your name correctly. Anyway, I'm done. What do you want from me? It's museum quality podcasting all day, every day. It's professional podcasting, Iggy, all day, every day. Oh no, I don't fucking play. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Be your biggest critic. Be your biggest fan. Stay disruptive. Okay? I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real. Let's just take me out of here with something real proper. Oh, yeah, but most importantly, end this puppy with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.